broadcasting live from the Saba Home Show at the Tucson Convention Center. Doors open here in a little over an hour. Yesterday's Daily Star had a $3 off coupon in the back. I haven't got through today's paper all the way yet, but I'm sure there's another one there. But if not, you're not above dumpster diving to save $3, grab out your newspaper and bring it in. It's the back of Section A. Tomorrow, article in our Sunday's column of the Daily Star, we talk about smoke alarms. And, Peter, do you remember what your article is on tomorrow? I mean, you write so many.
Yes.
And they've got to be turned in far enough ahead of time. It's hard to keep up with what gets published what day.
That's a good point. They do sort of blur together, but I think I wrote something. It's a Q&A column, as yours is as well. And I know there was a question about black widow spiders, but to be honest with you, I can't remember the other ones.
So that's in the Daily Star Sunday's edition. I get a lot of people that come down, and they see Rosie on the house, and they're like, oh, you guys do radio too? I just read your columns in Sunday's paper. And it's that's a newspaper that gets read by a lot of people. So something on black widow spiders. What do you do for a black widow? You give it the foot treatment, the mashy treatment?
Yeah. It's kind of a personal preference thing. I mean, if you know what they look like and you know that they're dangerous, you just don't mess with them, you know. And they're endemic to this area, so it's not like you can just stop them from showing up. You just have to be careful. They do like a messy area, so if you have an unmanaged area or where you have a wood pile or something like that, you're creating habitat for them. So
you do see them. They've got a horrible reputation of being very dangerous, very poisonous. You never hear of anyone ever getting bit by them.
Well, actually, some people do, and it varies based on your person, because people who are very young or very old have a reduced immune system, are more susceptible to serious injury from it. So I always say, if you get bit, so go see your physician, because, you know, it's hard to know from person to person how you're going to react to it.
And they've got the red hourglass on the belly is always the telltale sign. Now, you can't always see their belly.
Right.
And don't pick up the spider to turn around and see.
But it is the only one that's really shiny and black like that, so you don't necessarily need to see the hourglass.
Let's bring he's calling from Adam from Queen Creek. Let's see how
Thank
we can
you,
help
gentlemen.
Him this
Thank
morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Nicole. I love the show. Hey, I got a quick question for you. I've got a small area in my backyard, about 15 feet by 15 feet. I want to plant some trees, some fruit trees, and I had a friend tell me I could fit a bunch in that area, and it just doesn't seem feasible to me. Is that true?
15 Ooh. Feet by 15 feet?
That would have to be a dwarf tree.
Yes. Like Peter said, dwarf citrus. I mean, they grow like a big bush, about 6 to 10 feet tall and 8 feet across. You can dig a 6-foot-wide hole, 8-foot-wide hole, and put 3 of them in the same hole and just trim them up where they grow into each other in the center and just let them grow outwards that way, and that's about all you'd get in an area like that.
And can I mix different types of trees, like an apple tree with an orange tree?
You know, I think what we would tell you, Adam, is don't mix a stone fruit and a citrus. You could mix and do a lemon, an orange, a lime.
He could do that as long as he's got a self-fruitful apple, like an Anna apple. It was going to do very well up in Queen Creek, so with Dine Samir. But put the apple in the corner because they grow upright and the citrus grow fat and bushy.
And there wouldn't be any, you wouldn't have to worry about root rot from watering a deciduous tree in the winter when the citrus needs a lot of water?
No, because you're only going to water maybe once a week and
okay.
Stone fruit will still take that
apple.
See,
that's why we have you down here. But, and everyone in the industry has agreed, if you want a cocktail tree, they used to graft and they still do. You can still get a cocktail type tree where you've got one, you've got your graft rootstock, but then they've grafted on a Dorset and an Ann. And if you want to do something like that, do like what you were saying. Just dig a hole big enough to put 3 different and let that one rootstock provide nutrients to that one tree, but then plant a couple different trees and you have your variety.
Yes. That's what I would do, because we see too many people go out there pruning and they cut the branch off that had the one branch that had the other other type of tree, and you no longer have a cocktail tree.
And for apples, Anna apple, most of our apples in Arizona are the greener size. We don't get enough chill hours for your delicious reds or your Jonathans, and they're more baking apples that we get.
No, you can eat them. Ein Samir and Anna's are both good eating apples.
Well, you can eat them, but there's a reason we ship in the delicious.
Well, once you get up into Cochise County, there's definitely some more varieties you can grow, but down here in the lower desert, you're right, we're limited.
Peter Warner, the U of A Extension Office, and Tony Serra of Magic Garden Nursery. Are you heading out there?
Yes.
22nd Street in Pantano.
Yes.
All right. We appreciate y'all's time this morning, gentlemen.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.